Colonel Lightly Lee Wilson. We're at the training depot, the basic training depot, Colonel. Weapon drill. What form did that take?
Well, fairly basic, so far. We did the standard SUSE rifle attack and Bren and Sten. And the very good range extension.
Gus, again, was this Gus before you? Did that come in for any
I think we actually went into tear gas. I don't remember fixing the camera. We certainly didn't listen to the questions.
Again, it's basic thing, so I assume that we didn't do any field testing.
Well, it was simple stuff, like camouflage. On here, and then at the end of the lucky day, we will have them a week for a trip to go to Africa.
How were you actually chosen to have been interviewed at the basic training depot?
Yes, you were interviewed, and if you had a reasonable education and background, and you did some free training, or showed some signs of leadership, then you were coming up to them. So you did these various tests, which people have been working in the group to see how you react to other people, or are you going to lead, or take suggestions from people, you did lectures, you start in discussions, you interviews, and you just sort of selection of different kinds of things, but you can see various people in that particular group.
And this again, is this kind of a basic training in the sense that they weren't looking at you for infantry material or foreign material?
No, I didn't believe it.
And you weren't there very long?
No, I think it was about 4 days.
What happened then after?
Well, after that you went back to Spencer and you went on as a training thing until you then you were initiated into the it was only from the Alexa Cadet School. And you had to take people out of them and yeah, so the father of went from here and the test was actually
arriving there for the very first time, did your uniform change in any way?
Not basically, except that it's had to be a bit better tail, and the nature of this one is better in the light, the radio tabs on the towers. And as well as apparently that you put the same numerous cut pads as far as you're running through the air, and of course you're then mixing this some purple cut and reading. So the platoon had people coming in green jackets and shoes and ears and lighting things and that kind of thing. It ordered the same price of tablet and computer because the platoon side and that's the other thing to get us. Well, it's the platoon commander was from the border regiment. No regulars, even.
And the people of war.
Oh, yes. The very, very senior ones have been Captain Tuff, have been Mr. Granville at the time, and the Stemmer, who I later met in the DLR, who was the DLR, in fact, the officer there, he'd been a colonel of the DLR. He was a very proud of the last part of the NCO. He was a fierce and fitted.
How did they address you
last episode of the day? Well, if I was sure I needed something else as well, I don't censor, so medical censor and mean it.
They didn't relax.
No! All rather fun, I mean, and my friends who were tied up the square, so the social bus didn't touch the hallowed surface. Two sides in this way, carrying up to the title. And the left hand line was reflecting up, though. It was slightly kind of frightened at the time.
And that was the standard expected of the right crew?
Yes, that's right.
Very high.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, even your dress, as in properly dressed, was to wear Herbert Johnson and Tony Hatton. He got right riding that. He had his regimental tail set. Very, very careful. He was in the fact that he had his chest and he was like, consistent with the reality. Slitting wasn't properly dressed. Losing your hat. By number.
When you initially went in, did they tell you what they expected of you?
Yes, they were. I think they were there 16 weeks, and it was given the program for the time, which, to the more advanced basis, infantry still did that. I mean, we did things like mines and grenades and things like that. So it was a lot. Registration level. We did explode and challenges and things like that before. And then an awful lot more than the section of the community. The tourism, those sort of things. Mixed up with the MacBeat and MacBeat facilities.
Presumably, the lesson of the second of the world has been called
the MacBeat. The first one, you know, might have been more appropriate to cheer the first one to the second one. And lots of hands-on experience that few years after all. Yes, during various things you were sort of patrolling to come around and to actually get right in this same commander of the team center. In fact, he's giving orders and things, and that is being talked, and there's also quite a lot of talk. This was always The end of the class, you have that first time around, we have the possibility of getting to use the person who gets the game. I don't know how many people know that I'm going to. Well, there's always some talk. Amazing people.
What were the kind of commitments that could have been given out, that were given out to you, that you shared on any day, dress or what have you?
The biggest one would be RTU, the 20 years. I went around with another few people there.
I was
trying to tell them who were in the and who were in the with me. Stan eventually became the director of physical education at the Newcastle University, and sadly died quite young. And Stan carried up and very tough in his room. And very, very nice people, and nice family, who would be linked to the referee. He was very good. Most of them occasionally turn them up. Somebody, a man called Tony Hoskins, who was with the club, he was really like a friend. One of my friends said he'd done a telephone number by mistake about 3 or 4 years ago. And so, Hoskins answered this. It's just how you know, change, you know.
No one
ever met them in Germany. Of course, a man called Sawbridge, in Sawbridge, he came with me to the RI. He was an exception to the musician Albert. He used to take a very particular diary, which is now in the museum, which I noticed that I softly take in. Mr. Albert was afraid to put it around. And he wanted to be a housemaster tailor in the early years of the
sport.
Yes, it was. It was not so much that you have to play, but it was the rules. Yes, it was, yes.
What was expected. But that didn't say anything.
Yes, it does, yes. Vegas. Probably was very good. First one, this was a change in the chapter. I was chatting with him there.
What's the conditions of the village situation? Was it the hall itself? Or the
there was part of the town here in the hall, which was lots of small rooms, about 30 people in. Fire station. It was the, most of the training around the hall, the sort of training which we did, was for scholars and lectures and writing. We wanted to go from a fire engine to the chapter and all that. There were really two main reasons. One was for scholars and lectures. Again, first attack. All day long. Just the way, yes. Not terribly far. We actually left him later on the tour. No, I can't recall. Very good. Yes, I've been there quite a long time. I think for now, I'm going to try the destiny.